It is a proven formula. Take a popular series of kids' books, turn them into movies, and watch the dollars roll in. It's worked for Harry Potter and Twilight. Now Percy Jackson and the Olympians gets its turn. Critic Kenneth Turan hopes there won't be a sequel.
Here we go again. A boy goes to a prep school and a teacher tells him he has magical powers.
There are 12 Olympian gods. The big three are the brothers Zeus, Poseidon, and Hades. On several occasions, they would come down to Earth and
hook up.
They would hook up with mortals.
Once Percy realizes he's a demigod, the son of Poseidon, one of the Olympians, and a mortal woman, he sets off on a quest to rescue his mother. She's somehow become trapped in the underworld. Along the way, he eats of the lotus, fights the many-headed Hydra, and meets up with Uma Thurman's chilly Medusa.
Well, this is a fabulous surprise. You have such beautiful hair. I once had hair like that. I was courted, desired by many suitors. But that all changed because of your mother, the woman who cursed me.
Because the Lightning Thief is about a young hero with parental issues who is marked as the chosen one by his peers, it inevitably reads like a Harry Potter knockoff. But unlike the Potter novels, this book has been unable to expand beyond its core fan base of 10-year-old boys. So the filmmakers have changed Percy's age from 12 to 17, and they've restructured the plot to emphasize the action and the grotesqueness of mythological beings, all with an eye towards attracting an older male demographic. And they've done it without any particular grace or skill. This is generic filmmaking at its most banal, a simple-minded simplification of a not overwhelmingly complex book. There's a lot of classical mythology that can be learned from The Lightning Thief, but that's the best that can be said about it. Dante put, "Abandon all hope, ye who enter here, on the gates of the underworld." That's a message that anyone tempted to see this film should take very much to heart.
Kenneth Turan reviews movies for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times. You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.